Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. An idea pitch competition at Louisiana Tech University welcomes new ideas or growth opportunities for business ventures. Kathy Wyatt is director of the Technology Business Development Center at Tech and joins me in studio. Kathy, welcome.
Hello, Bob. Good to be here.
An exciting competition. Tell us about when the competition is going to be held at Tech.
This one-in-one idea pitch competition will be next Tuesday evening. That's November the 11th at 6 p.m. at University Hall.
How did this concept come about?
It basically has grown out of a number of the activities that we have on the Louisiana Tech campus that are designed to stimulate entrepreneurship and innovation. And we decided that it would be nice to have an event that would attract people that are kind of out there sitting on the sidelines. They have an idea for a business. They're thinking it's a good idea, but they're not quite sure, and they really don't know what to do next. By having this idea pitch competition, we give people a venue or a place to come and share that idea, to get some feedback, to find out whether or not others think that it's a good concept, and then to also have the opportunity to win a cash prize or something that might help them get that business underway.
When we look at the program, the one-in-one, it kind of resembles Shark Tank, the television program. I guess that's kind of the premise.
That's correct, and that's a good way for people to think about it, because so many people have been watching that television show and they find it appealing, and you hear them talking about it all the time. I tell people to think of our one-in-one idea pitch competition as being like the fishbowl where the whole Shark Tank concept can get started for someone. We're certainly not as large of an event as what Shark Tank would be, but it's the same premise. A person comes before an investor panel, talks about their idea, receives some feedback and input, and then has the opportunity, of course, on Shark Tank to walk away with a prospective investor. But here they have the opportunity to walk away with a prize that can help, a cash prize that could help get their business started. But in addition to that, there's a wonderful opportunity to take advantage of the networking that occurs at this business or at this event. There will be other innovators there that can share concepts or thoughts about how their venture got started. There will be prospective investors there that might be interested in making an investment in one of these ideas. There are also other people there that are connected to the resources that can help a business develop and grow and get underway. So in addition to winning a prize at this event, there are a number of other things that can help it, that can happen to help that business move forward.
What are some of the guidelines? Does every idea that's presented have to be original? Can it be someone who already has maybe an existing product and is looking to have something as a supplemental product and continue that line?
The basic guidelines are that we want it to be a new concept. It could be an existing business that is looking to introduce a new product or service, and it can be an individual who's had maybe other ideas that they've pursued before, but this is something new or different. So we don't want it to be something that has already been in existence, is in operation, already has a market, is being sold. We want it to be a proposed new product or service that's coming into the marketplace. The other guidelines are that the individual does have only 1 minute. They will be cut off after 60 seconds. That's the amount of time they have to describe their idea. And they can't bring like PowerPoints and slides or props. It's pretty much one entrepreneur, one idea, one microphone, and that's what you have to share your idea with.
Right. I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up the fact you did mention cash prizes.
That is correct. There, you talked about the fact that it's a bit like Shark Tank, and there's a little bit of American Idol thrown in it also. There is an investor panel that listens to the idea and makes a selection for the Judge's Choice Award, which is a $1,000 prize. Then there also will be voting by the audience to award first, second, and third prizes, and those prizes are like $750, $500, and $250. So for 1 minute's time, the opportunity to share your concept with a lot of people, get some great feedback and input on your idea, and then you could walk away with up to a $1,000 prize. That's not a bad way to spend a Tuesday evening.
Wow. And as far as maybe having a little bit of a say, audience members free to attend?
It is. Audience members are free to attend, and we would encourage people to come out. If you've got an idea, certainly we want you to sign up and pitch. If you're just interested in unique business opportunities or things going on in the community, come on out and be a spectator. And also, I would encourage people, every person listening to this broadcast knows someone who's got an idea for a new business opportunity that they're just kind of sitting on and can't decide what to do. Nudge that person. Encourage them to come and take advantage of this opportunity and pitch their idea. And we'll all have a wonderful time hearing about a lot of exciting entrepreneurial endeavors in our community next Tuesday evening.
Yeah. last year's winner. Give us an update.
Okay. last year's winner was a student-run enterprise called Gage Away. They are continuing to operate their business. They are existing in the Enterprise Center incubator at Louisiana Tech, and they basically have a device that's used to help send signals from gas pressure lines on oil wells and tanks and things out in the field.
Oh, okay. We mentioned, Kathy, about this being a great opportunity to learn what's happening in our area, different entrepreneurial ideas, but also the resources and potential collaborations that are available through this event.
That's right. We often tell people that the networking for these events is every bit as important as the educational opportunities and the competitive aspect of this event, because you meet potential collaborators, people who might join your team to help you get this idea out there the way you need it to be. There are potential investors that could lend the financing or the funds that you need to get underway. And then there are also other entrepreneurs who've already walked down this path and can share with you information about their experiences and what worked. And then there are also just professionals involved in this industry who know all of the different programs, incentives, and sources of information that an entrepreneur can go to in order to keep that venture moving forward and not let it just stall out and die.
A great starting point takes place coming up next Tuesday. Again, Kathy, where and what time?
It is at University Hall at Louisiana Tech in Ruston, 6 p.m. on Tuesday, November the 11th. Anyone who would like additional information can get that by calling our office, which is 318-257-3537. Or if it's easier, send us an email. It's TBDC, that's Technology Business Development Center, at latech.edu.
Kathy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Bob. It's been great to be here.
You can hear this and other LandYap podcasts by visiting the listening room at kedm.org.
Support for LandYap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
I'm Laverne Beaudron, a longtime resident of Monroe, and it's been my privilege and still my privilege to work with many volunteer organizations in our area. I enjoy KEDM Public Radio. It's the type of programming I enjoy listening to. KEDM helps promote the good things that happen in Monroe, and we have so many wonderful things that happen in Monroe. We of the arts community and other volunteers in the community and other organizations deeply appreciate their involvement. You know, everyone has to have income. KEDM is just like running your house. You've got to have dollars to support KEDM and that programming that you love. So that's a reason for you to support the station you listen to as you drive down the highway. Please make your pledge of support, but just remember that you listen, you support KEDM, and everyone enjoys it.